The Countess, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Countess by Louise P. Don't go in there. Matilda's voice was urgent and desperate. She fiddled with her fingers nervously as he turned around, somewhat surprised. She's asked for me. I can't say no. You'll get cast out, she begged. You'll get cast out if you... I'll get cast out if I don't obey the Countess's orders. Follow that thing there. Matilda pointed to the servant's tight trousers laying in the chamber. The elastic fabric bulged where the young man's serpent awoke from its slumber. They could hear quiet splashing from the wooden bathtub in the bathrooms. Through the half-open door, they could see the Countess's shiny breasts glisten. They firmly towered over a sea of steamy foam and calming aromas. The Countess sighed and poured hot water over her regal face before rubbing her stomach and breasts. Her perfect neck leaned to one side, like an open invitation for any man close enough to kiss it. Mika, go get the brush and scrub my poor back, she demanded seductively. You don't know her, Mika. At first, she'll tell you to work on her back, but soon she'll want more. Matilda grabbed the sleeve of Mika's jacket. She tried desperately to hold him back, but he managed to yank his arm free and straighten his posture. He got the brush and held it in the air like a banner of freedom, ready to throw himself into the duties demanded by his sovereign leader. Desperately, Matilda threw herself to the floor and held his knees, causing him to almost fall. The weight of her strong body made him topple towards the nearest wall, where he surprisingly found himself in an impossible situation. Under him was Matilda, with ample breasts hovering over her blouse, and behind was green velvet wallpaper, erotic pictures of naked women, and an impatient countess. Mika, where are you? She barked. Faster than lightning itself, Matilda pulled down his trousers to his muscular thighs and stared excitedly at his hard cock. It towered high above her, but before he knew it, his dick disappeared behind her plump lips. Without hesitation, she dealt with him. She sucked his proud dick, and after a few demanding tugs, it pumped its thick cum all over her beautiful face and into her longing mouth. Feeling dazed, he held her shoulders, instinctively grabbing her long blonde hair. She screamed in protest, her racing heartbeat threatening to burst her eardrums. Just as white foam oozed from his dick now, hot juices ran down her thighs. For a moment, they were both silent and gasping from horniness. Mika! The Countess's voice was sharp. Frantically, he pulled up his trousers and tried to hide his rock-hard cock so it wouldn't draw attention to himself. He left Matilda on the floor with cum trickling down her fair body. Mika, cooed the Countess, you little devil letting me wait like that. She wriggled happily under the rotating brush like a playful calf.